Joe Biden accused of secretly flying border crossers to Pennsylvania on Christmas. By John Binder on December 27, 2021. President Joe Biden is being accused of flying border crossers to the state of Pennsylvania on secret flights throughout the last few weeks, including a flight on Christmas. In a letter to Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Representative Dan Moiser, RPA, writes that Biden has flown illegal immigrants to the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport without any notice to airport officials or a passenger manifest. It is my understanding that a total of 130 immigrants, 118 minors and 12 adults, arrived aboard an Aero charter flight on Friday, December 17, and were subsequently transported on buses from a private hangar, Moiser writes. I am calling on you and President Biden to immediately end this irresponsible practice in Northeast Pennsylvania and throughout the country. Emphasis added. Moiser is also asking the Biden administration to clarify how border crossers have been transported to the Pittston Township, Pennsylvania Airport, whether they are tested for the Chinese coronavirus, if criminal background checks have been conducted, and if each border crosser is being tracked. In a separate letter, former Congressman and gubernatorial candidate Lou Barletta, R., asked Governor Tom Wolf, D., and Attorney General Josh Shapiro similar questions regarding the flights and wrote that the citizens of Pennsylvania are entitled to know your rationale for transporting border crossers to their state. Extending such accommodation to illegal immigrants at taxpayer expense is a slap in the face to legal immigrants who follow the proper processes to emigrate to this country, Barletta wrote. It sends the message that they need not have bothered following our laws, because it is now American policy to decline to enforce those laws at all. In addition, there are countless people around the world who are right now waiting in line to enter legally. Yet we continue to let thousands upon thousands enter with few or no consequences. Emphasis added. On Sunday, Barletta accused the Biden administration of transporting border crossers to Pennsylvania on Christmas evening with two more flights landing at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport. The two flights originated in El Paso, stopped in Cincinnati, and landed in Pennsylvania at 6:48 p.m. and 8:47 p.m. on December 25, according to FlightAware.com, a press release from Barletta states. The air carrier was World Atlantic Airlines, which contracts with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to transport illegal immigrants. Barletta published photos which came from eyewitnesses to the flights. Wolf and Shapiro have yet to provide any answers to the people of Pennsylvania about that first flight. And now that two more came in on Christmas night, the calls for transparency are even louder, Barletta said in a statement. I am reiterating my demand that they come clean with the citizens and be honest about what they're doing. Republican Jim Bucknett, running against Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, said the secret flights by the Biden administration are indefensible. We have no idea how many illegals were brought here, what their COVID-19 status is, or where the government will house them, Bucknett said. Biden and DHS Secretary Mayorkas are trying to cover up this activity by sending planes late at night during the holidays. The Biden administration has conducted similar secret flights of border crossers to Florida, with the help of companies and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, who contract with DHS to aid in the process. In response, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., implemented an emergency order that bans the issuance or renewal of all state licenses to Florida Department of Children and Families, DCF, facilities that provide services to unaccompanied alien children, UACs, in an effort to stop the flights. DeSantis, in addition, is seeking to effectively outlaw state business with the NGOs who aid in illegal immigration through a legislative package. As Breitbart News has reported, Biden's agencies expect that more than 2 million border crossers will have arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border by the end of the year. Meanwhile, as of late October, Biden has released more than 530,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.